Dicks, dicks, and more dicks. Wait, I thought we were going to say dick party. Dick party! Oh. All right.
Wow.
Well, speaking of dicks, I'm sorry, my voice is fucked up. It's Ben, by the way, and it sounds like I had a giant cock rammed down my throat.
Oh, I thought when you said speaking of dicks, I thought we were going to call Cy out for, you know, right off the get-go.
I wasn't even planning on bringing his punk ass up, but whatever.
So anyway, welcome to Podcast 42.
Yay.
That's Joey. I'm Ben.
I'm Austin.
I'm Nikki.
And we all love dick.
And we all love
dick. Yeah, we decided to hire Austin and Nikki back after last week's.
You do not appreciate your own penis?
I would never give up my penis, but...
Why do you think I beat it all the time? Hate that thing.
But it is very inconvenient sometimes. Like, you know, it sticks to your leg or... You know.
I wouldn't trade my dick for anything.
No, that's how I started. I wouldn't trade my dick for anything, but you gotta admit, it is kind of inconvenient
standing
sometimes.
Close to traffic and you have a...
Now, my balls, on the other hand, I would gladly chop my fucking nuts off.
You know what? You bring a good point. That maybe that's what gets in the way.
Yes, it's always your testicles.
Yeah.
I don't think I have to deal with that problem.
But just imagine a penis fully erect without any balls. Just imagine it.
What?
That would be really weird. Unless
a penis
we made
fully
it,
erect without
unless
any
we
balls.
Made it a normal thing. What if we made it a normal thing?
Just castrate people's balls.
It would be like a stiff finger.
Yeah, like a really big finger.
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
That's just like some American horror story shit right
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
All things considered, the new season. Yeah.
I was going to say, how long did it take us to get to dicks? Because we got there really fast, but then I remember the first thing we said was dicks, and more dicks.
More dicks.
So,
how's everyone's week been?
Destiny.
Oh, I got Smash Brothers.
Work.
Yes.
I
right there with you, Nikki. Work. Mm-hmm. Responsible adults over
You're
here.
All bums.
Hey, I got my new job that I started on Monday, and they're really bad at communicating, but that's all right.
Still haven't told you how much you're making. And...
No. I'll find out at the end of this first project, and then see.
Are you freelancing for that company?
Yeah.
Or okay. So do you still work with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Joey's fucking double teaming people and... Backstabbing, double crossing.
I am not backstabbing anybody.
Bitch.
I'm a contractor for everybody.
Do you know what freelancer came from?
That's my story.
That
Screw
story?
You.
Okay,
yes.
Well, you can say it.
Yeah, you
my
say the
story.
You don't say a whole lot on these podcasts.
I had my...
Use your words, Nikki.
I had to study for my midterm. And my teacher's like, and there were freelance writers. And by the way, the word freelance comes from knights who didn't swear their lance or fealty to a king. So they were freelance.
Oh.
I was like, hell yeah. I'm writing that down. And I'm going to tell my mom when I get home.
And here we are now sharing that with thousands of people on the internet.
Yes. I just got a text from Cy. Everyone just quit the raid. Sucks to suck, asshole. You should have ditched them a while ago.
Quit the raid. Nobody quits the raid. So you got to get a better team if you're listening to this.
No, his team is fucking garbage.
Then why does he play with them?
I don't fucking know. This is like the third time they failed the raid.
All right, y'all need to either get me a 360 disc, like pitch in, or get a 1 so I can play with y'all.
Yeah, a 1 is a lot more expensive than just buying you a Destiny.
We got 360s. We got plenty of those.
I've got a 360 at my house. I mean, I can play Destiny. I just don't want to spend another $60, especially since I'm jobless.
I don't even have a dedicated copy. Me and Cy split a copy.
Well, I mean, that's at your house, though.
Yeah.
I was actually trying to convince Nikki's younger sister to get Destiny, and then I would, like, just, you know, hey,
can I borrow your Destiny disc?
Like, she would probably never play it after a certain point.
I don't know. She's really weird about games. Like, sometimes she won't even touch them, and then there's others she's, like, finished with a perfect score. I'm like,
that's kind of like me. Like, Destiny, I've put a lot of time in. But other games, like Bioshock Infinite was one, where I was super pumped to get it. I was waiting for it to go on sale. Went from like $55 to $30 on Steam. And I'm like, yes, I gotta buy it. I gotta buy it right now. I still haven't played it.
That happened to me with, what's that zombie game that came out with the Xbox One?
Dead Rising
3.
You were excited about Dead Rising?
Well, I showed you the clip. That was like one of the first clips I recorded.
Yeah.
When you had Mega Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Spoilers. Not really spoilers, but it's a thing you can unlock. You get a Mega Man skin.
I remember that.
It's pretty cool.
You showed me at work, and I was having a shitty day until I saw that, and I was like, oh, that's so cool!
But,
I always had a shitty day there.
I think Dead Rising 2 was for free on Xbox One once. So, like, I bought it, and then I got all the DLC, including an expansion, that I never, ever played. Because it's technically a prequel.
All right.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's... Speaking of which, Borderlands the pre-sequel came out.
Which that, yeah. I've heard bad reviews
Got
on.
Gotcha. Really?
That it was short and just was very lackluster in general compared to the previous Borderlands games.
Well, it was more like it was a pre-sequel expansion, basically.
But was it $60?
I honestly don't know.
Probably.
In fact, I think it was, because I think I was going to buy it, and then I saw it was $60. I was like, oh, wait.
There was a game.
And apparently there's an unusable gun that someone figured out how to use.
Excalibur.
What does it do? I don't know. Fuck it. Never mind. That's a spoiler. Let's not go into that.
Well, Is it a spoiler, or was it just a design question?
I don't know what it does, but basically, when you go up to this gun, it's stuck in a rock. It's called the Excalibur. It was a pun on Excalibur. I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
Like Excalibur, whatever.
Right.
You go up to it, and it says, you're not badass enough. So you're supposed to get a certain number of badass points. There's like 250,000, which in Borderlands is not that much, considering. But anyway, so yeah, once you get a certain thing, then you get it, and it's ranked, it's leveled to your character. So why not have a fully leveled character to have the gun? But by the time you're there, you probably already have awesome guns.
Yeah,
right.
So, you know.
Okay, well, there you go. Now we know.
I would like a better Borderlands on the Xbox One, though. That'd be fun.
I was kind of really hoping to get into Borderlands because I'm enjoying Destiny. So I was kind of upset when the reviews for Borderlands, the pre-sequel, were kind of less than exciting.
Well, the difference between Borderlands and Destiny is that Destiny is forced multiplayer, which is all right sometimes. So you're already going to be in multiplayer.
Yeah, I don't particularly feel like I've been forced into multiplayer. I mean, I know what you're saying, you know, like there's other people around, but I don't feel like I have to play multiplayer to enjoy the game.
Well, for example, Strikes. I can do Sepix Prime on level 28 because I'm 29 now, almost 30, but I can do it by myself. No problem.
Well, I mean, I went through all the strikes that I could by myself. Unless they forced me to be with anybody else, I did the whole thing by myself. So I understand.
There's also Vanguard strikes, which if you go on the map, they're on the bottom right corner, blah, 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 next to Crucible.
Right! That's where those are. I was looking for those and I forgot where they were.
And it's matchmaking strikes. And you get like special extra stuff, like engrams and stuff, extra stuff, when you complete it. And you are forced into matchmaking for that. And sometimes I don't like that because I joined two other people and they quit immediately right when we got in. I was like, well, I guess I'm doing it by myself.
Right.
And near the end, two more people came in. I was like, fuck.
I was like, come on, I was going to do it all by myself.
You know what I hate? I hate when you're in a fire team and you're the one leading the pack, fucking everyone's day up. Like, the enemy's not your team. And you get to the boss, you're doing all the damage, and then one of those little fuckers, like, hits him with a pea shooter and kills him for the last hit point. And they get the fucking drops and everything. It's like, you son of a fuck.
Well, you should get the drops too.
The drops are random.
The engrams? If you don't kill him, you don't get the engrams.
I don't know about that.
No, that's not true. You do.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, the drops are random. Now, there are plenty of instances where he just won't drop anything for you.
Yeah.
So maybe it's coincidentally lined up that way for you, but now drops are just random.
Because if I kill a character, sometimes I can get an engram and my friend won't, but I've done multiple times where my friend's shooting enemies in front of me, and then I see a character drop two engrams. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't even shoot that guy. I didn't even do damage to him.
Every time it's happened with me, like someone will pick up an engram and I won't be able to because I didn't kill him.
I don't know.
No, irritating as balls.
Yeah.
Well, does it say on the thing like you got an engram or something?
The other guy, they picked it up. I was like, it didn't drop anything for me.
Well, he probably didn't pick it up. When you do certain activities for the first time, when you do certain activities for the first time, you get extra stuff.
Oh, okay.
So like if you're doing Vanguard Tiger, it would say, oh, you got the Ascendant Shard or something like that. Yeah.
So anyway, the reason I can't silence my phone and why it keeps going off is when I first... Hey, over there behind the pop filter. You can actually move the pop filter since you're not talking into the mic. So, there you go. Oh, I can see your face.
It's a halo for your mic.
He's getting shade for the light. Okay, when I have a G2, and when I got my G2 about a year ago... great, that's going to sound so great on the microphone. Although, I don't know, these shock mounts are actually pretty good at...
I can see it making a little bit of noise. It's probably just me shaking, you know?
Yeah. So anyway, I had a G2 about a year ago, and I got this weird problem where there was about a centimeter from the top, there was a centimeter block where the touchscreen just didn't work. And I thought it was a software problem, but it wasn't. I restored my phone and stuff, and it was still a problem. So I took it to AT&T, turned it in, and they gave me a new phone. When a whole year, the exact same thing happened on this new phone, where there's just a section of my touchscreen that does not work. And it's conveniently right where the brightness and volume buttons are, so I can't mute my phone. So I can use the buttons, but I can only get it down to vibrate, and I can't control the brightness.
What a load of crap.
Yeah. So I'm hoping AT&T will still cover it, but it's shitty.
Wait, so when you keep pressing volume down, it doesn't go to mute?
Oh.
Because the way my phone works.
Oh, yeah. It does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Look at that.
I'm pretty sure all Androids do that. What are you doing?
Oh.
Put it down.
Oh, I learned something new today.
Into the microphone.
But Nikki, well, yeah. No. We are... No.
You guys are far from the microphone. We need it because we're like this close, but you guys are good.
Yeah, when you're talking close to a microphone, the microphone picks
basically,
up...
Basically, like, the real reason is so that you don't spit into the microphone. That's the... Because they're condenser microphones and they're really...
Also, you don't... Your... Doesn't sound like...
And...
your T's and P's.
Yeah, haven't you ever heard that? There are two places black people like to go.
What?
No. I don't, no.
Never heard that before in my life.
And Six Flags. We're going to watch that video, and then you're going to have to post that in the link. Because that's
north,
a very
so
old
if
song.
This is some weird southern thing, I don't know what it is.
No, it was from some of the people from 5 Second Films, I believe, were in this group.
Man, that's something that like just disappeared as soon as Vines happened.
5 Second Films?
Yeah.
Well, they still existed around, but they like ran out of ideas. They did like some big movie thing, and then they just stopped.
Yeah, so anyway, there you can see that part of my screen does not work.
Wow.
Let me see.
That fucking sucks.
So, I'm going to save that picture for the link dump. Basically, I used the drawing app and just drew lines up and down, and you can see where the touchscreen works and doesn't work.
What he really did is he took the erase button and drug it all the way across.
In a perfectly straight line. That would be impressive. Yeah, so it's like just mildly annoying, but I'm only a week away from an upgrade. So I don't want to turn it in and get a new phone because I'd rather just turn it in, get the new phone, and then sell a packaged phone rather than a unpackaged phone.
So. Okay, that's an idea. So you're going to replace it anyways.
Right, I'm going to replace it anyways, but I'm just, at this point, I'm less than a week out, so I'll just wait until then. In fact, my friend was telling me that you can upgrade early in the same month. Even though I'm not due to October 22nd, if I go in and say like, hey, you know, I got an upgrade right around the corner, that it's pretty easy to talk them into letting you upgrade early. But convenient. I want a Nexus 6 now, so I gotta wait for that to come out in November.
Yeah, so, but that's only like a month away.
Yeah, so I'll still put up with this.
Speaking of things that we're excited for and upgrades and ordering things.
Nexus 6.
Because I'm an adult, I can talk about this. They did not sell Winter Jack or the Jack Daniel's cider in Florida last year at all, ever. And I pre-ordered 2 bottles, and they will be here on the 20th.
We're super excited.
It's Jack Daniel's Winter Jack. It's a Jack Daniel's apple cider.
You should let me try some.
Like 80 of them.
You should let me try some. Well,
they only get
on the 23rd.
They only get shipments of 8, one box.
Can you order
them
online?
8 of
or 2
them.
Box. Someone went in Monday and bought all 8. So when I got there yesterday...
No, wait. Is this like a fifth? Or
yeah,
is
it's
this...
like a fifth size bottle. It's 750 milliliters.
That sounds so good.
So
it's the greatest thing ever.
So they have limited quantities, they need to ration it out.
Yeah, not like, just give it to the first fucking person who walks through the goddamn door.
Like they do that with 22 bullets. When I go to like Bass Pro or something, I'm like, hey, how many boxes of 22 can I get? They're like, you can get 6. I was like, oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. And since I didn't want to be the dickhead who gets all 8 bottles, I only
see. But I can kind of get that from a business standpoint because you're selling it, and
the sooner you sell it,
and somebody's buying it, you don't care who you sell it to,
yeah,
as long as you sell it. So when somebody comes up and they're like, "I'll take 50, all 50 of them," you're not going to say, "Well, I don't want to sell them all to you, so I can sell it to another guy," because here's the guy that wants to buy them right now.
Well, in terms of bullets, at least, because the bullets are more of an issue. Because
that's true. With bullets, that's probably not the best example.
Yeah, and everybody's like, well, Bass Pro just sells it to the first person, so screw Bass Pro, we're going to go to Walmart.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's kind of what I was like. I was sure Walmart well, fuck this, I'm going to go to AB. Nah, fuck it, I'll just pre-order some more.
That sounds amazing, though.
And then I pre-ordered 2 bottles and went and bought a bottle of Jack for myself, so.
There you go.
To help deal with my sore throat. Because everyone knows whiskey's good for
your throat. I thought
you were going
to say, help deal with the sadness that you didn't get your other bottles of alcohol.
No, I'm not that much of an alcoholic. I don't get upset. I didn't even drink the bottle of Jack I bought. I was like, not really. In the
I moment. Got it. It's good to have in case of emergency. Oh my god, we should get like a break glass in case of emergency, and instead of a fire alarm on the other side, it's a bottle of Jack Daniels.
for Ben.
But the bottle's glass too.
Yeah.
You break the glass, you crack through it and break.
No!
You like okay. Underneath it try to suck it up like a slurp machine.
Okay, maybe a cabinet instead. Just open it.
Open cabinet in case of emergency.
Open cabinet slowly in case of
emergency. Yeah, I never understood that with fire extinguishers. It's like break glass in case of fire. Why? Why wouldn't you just like have a lever that opens and you grab it?
Well, the reason why is because it's not actually glass, more of a plastic. But when you see something that's like so easily accessible, then you're more likely to access it in a non-emergency.
Right. See, and if you have to break glass or even, you know, the, yeah. What is it? It's a plastic.
It's a very weak plastic.
Oh.
Which is designed to break. But the fact that you have to like go through that task rather than just opening a door makes it more likely that you're going to be in an emergency. You're not going to just do it for fun.
That's bullshit. Because I used to always break the glass at the fire extinguishers at my school.
Well, you're a high schooler, so.
I just grab the little thing and smash it and walk.
Well, see,
and they'd get so pissed off because every week they'd be buying new fucking covers.
Well, that's the thing. Because
that's a felony, you know.
Is it? No, setting off the alarm is. Breaking the glass is not.
Is that actually a felony?
I just pulled that out of my ass. No, that's probably not a felony. It's probably a misdemeanor, though.
Oh, because I know kids that would always pull it. You know, I would be walking down the hall with them or something. Bing! I'm like, why the fuck did you do that?
Yeah, no, that's a felony.
No, I think it's a misdemeanor. I don't think it's a felony.
That's a crime.
It's definitely a crime. Although there are certain cases, like I was at an Outback once when a little kid who was probably like 5 years old pulled it. Because
oh no, this kid I'm talking about is the same kid who scratched my Jeep actually, and I doubt he's listening. But if you are, you're an asshole.
And fuck you and your mom. And if you have a sister, fuck her too.
His mom's nice and his brother's absolutely awesome, but he is a little shit.
Gotcha. Calling people out on the podcast.
If we see you, we're going to push you down a flight of stairs. Twice. Just let me know.
We're going to push you down, and then we're going to carry you back up to the top and push you down again. So my Spider-Man costume gets here tomorrow. I'm so fucking excited.
Spider-Man.
Oh, I thought you already had it. So those were pictures from that lady?
Yeah, the seamstress. That's the movie. But I
wasn't still... it supposed to be here Tuesday?
No, she was supposed to ship it Tuesday, and she shipped it Wednesday, so that's totally cool.
No, just ask your money back. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, she's been super helpful and great. And
yeah.
She's really nice, and I'm... not worried about it.
I love nice customer service.
Yeah. Oh no, she's been great the whole time.
Because like I've been in customer service and stuff, so right. I know what it's like.
Haven't we
dealing
both?
With bad people? Oh,
yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. I've been in customer service too. It sucks. I hated it. Quickly got out of that.
Where'd you do customer service at?
I worked at a pizza restaurant for like 6 months.
That's not customer service.
Yeah, it is.
It can't selling be. With food.
Selling pizza. I was a cashier, so I was selling pizza to stuck-up rich people that was really shitty quality food. So they were stuck-up, and they were right because the food was actually really shitty, and the service sucked. Like
in which case, you just go, it's a fucking pizza place. This is not gourmet five-star fucking...
Well, the problem is they marketed that pizza restaurant as artisan pizza. So they went
pronounced
that-
artesian.
Wait, whatever.
I don't know. What is it artesian or is it artisan?
It's either or.
Because I used to say artisan all the time.
I say artisan.
And someone said artesian. And I was like,
that just makes it sound fancier.
Artisan.
It's the same thing, really.
The more French you say it, the fancier it sounds. Artisan.
Okay. Okay. How about this? When there's a stock of something, how do you pronounce a C-A-C-H-E?
Cash.
How would you pronounce it?
I say cash.
Cachet.
I would say cachet.
See, you always say, but and you say it even then. You say like cachet or cachet, where everybody else says cachet. Like cachet. You even sound it different than other people who say.
Well,
it
I have a slur, so the way I pronounce words is very differently.
Gotcha.
Like you know, in the South, people say like you know, normal people would say "Do you want to?" But where I come from, it's "Yana."
What?
Instead yeah. of "Do you want to?" Yana. So, do you want to go out to eat? Yana, go out to eat.
Uh-huh. To me, like, that's just being lazy.
That's like bae. That's how bae started.
Oh my god,
babe! Like I can't be bothered to say the extra syllable
or drop the extra fucking letter when you're typing it. God, that's right. So fucking annoying.
Or like the letter R, the letter U.
This poke sure am good.
So let me drop back to last night because I just remembered something. Apparently, I'm always the angry guy.
Yes.
We went to Hookah Lounge last night,
and the waitress says. What'd she say? I can't remember exactly what it was.
Like, I was just sitting there, and she said something, and then she goes, yeah, but the angry guy. And I'm like, what?
And then, but I was like, you know, she's right. You are always angry, Ben.
Do you know what it is?
Say that to my face.
You are the gingerest. You have the most ginger out of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you weren't here, I'd probably be considered the angry guy.
No, that's but She's right. Genuinely, I am angry all the fucking time.
Yeah. Yeah, she was totally dead on.
Genuinely or generally?
Genuinely.
Okay.
I'm always angry. I've decided. That. Also, we may or may not have created a new hookah flavor at the Meridian.
Yeah, because she asked us for a flavor, and they have like a list of flavors that are like pre-composed of different stuff together. It's just like, well, yeah, you guys let me know what you want while I go pack
this other one. Joey can't talk to girls.
I can talk to girls. I just can't ask girls out, okay?
You can't ask girls out. You can't hold a joke.
Okay, all right. So anyway, we came up with a flavor and just a goofy name, and we said the Pants Party.
We want the
just
pants.
Trying to confuse her. And immediately, as soon as we said the Pants Party, she said, what's that? And we said, Ryan said, oh, it's on the list. And she said, no, it's not. What do you guys want? Like, she knew the list back and forth. There was no fooling or tricking her.
There's a way to fool and trick. You just have to plant the seed of doubt. If you say it enough, if you would have pulled the thing up and be like, it's right here, she would have been like, oh my God,
she immediately knew.
Me see that.
There was no confusion there.
Totally confused. And then she was like, no, really, what do you guys want? And I was like, I want a fucking pants party. So she went out and made a pants party.
Yeah. And then...
So Summer is the best server at
and
the
she
Meridian.
Is. But they made me invite her to a party, and that was, and they just put me on the spot.
A pants party?
The pants party. There's another party that Ryan's throwing, and he's party like, you need to invite Summer. And then she comes over, and he's like, hey, Joey has a question for you. I was like, God damn it.
Oh.
But you're just so unsmooth about it, too. You're just like, hey, there's a party. Do you want to go?
Yeah, because you threw me out in the spot like that. I didn't even have time to prepare mentally. So, yeah, I was unsmooth about it.
Just walk up to her and be like, hey, baby, there's a party in my pants.
And you're invited.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She'd pour used hookah juice
on
your head.
Yeah, she probably would.
Used hookah juice.
That's gross.
There's no juice in hookah, but if there was.
There
not,
is.
Not actual
disgusting.
Juice, but like that.
The residue. The honey. That
gross
red stuff.
Blech.
Yeah, everyone's all like, get it on my hands or something. He's like, get off of
it's
me.
It's just honey.
It's disgusting.
But like, but it's
done. After
it's done.
It's like
done,
sticky
it's really
and
gross.
Gross. Yeah. It's ew.
It's gross. It's sticky.
So yeah.
I can't wait till you get laid, Joey.
Oh, God.
We are taking dating applications.
We
by
are.
The way.
In fact.
I too, also as well.
I got another match on Tinder this morning.
Oh.
Is it a real person?
Night. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Send him a message.
Well, actually, I don't know. I sent them a message. Then they sent me a message. I was too asleep to read it. And then when I woke up the next morning, it wasn't there. So maybe it wasn't a real person. Aww.
So
it was a dream.
It was a dream.
I burned myself with a soldering iron.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, no, I didn't burn myself. I got burned by a dipshit who wasn't making attention.
What's a sodomy iron?
A sodomy iron is where it's like a little iron that shoots out shit. But no, it was a soldering iron. And I was holding a wire for this guy, and he moved his hand to like look at the hole he was sticking that I was supposed to stick the wire in, because he had already filled it with solder and not put the fucking wire in. So he's looking at it, and he moves the iron back, and it just like presses against my finger, and I'm like, ow, ow, ow.
Wow. He's not very good at that.
No,
I can do that.
He's probably great.
I can do that.
She soldered microchips for smart paintball guns.
Oh, that's nice. Cool. I soldered a rapid fire controller once.
Yeah, I think, I don't remember, but my dad did that for a while, and
yeah.
I'd just sit and do it for him.
So, going completely off the rail here, and talking about nerd stuff, which we've never done, ever.
Never, no, never. Talking about nerd stuff on the podcast, that's weird.
The Nexus 6.
Yeah.
I noticed that they also announced a Nexus player.
They did. I didn't look into it at all, though.
I didn't look into it much, but I realized I thought Chromecast was going to replace the Nexus Q, if y'all knew anything about that.
Yeah, I remember you told me about that forever ago.
The Nexus Q is like this 8-pound, not 8-pound, it actually might be like 5 pounds. It's like a 5-pound ball, okay, about like a shot put ball sized. And it spins, and basically it's an amp. And you plug it in, and it like it used your phone via Bluetooth, and you could stream music. Just
so
like
it's a shot put amp.
Yes. No, I'll try to find it and show it to y'all, because this thing's pretty freaking heavy. It's made out of titanium.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
And
just in case you want to crack someone's skull while listening to music.
Seriously, if you don't have a gun, you could use this as personal home defense, and then plug it back in and play music.
We're not condoning murder.
And then sit in someone's blood with the music playing out of it.
And it's cool because the ring that spins around has like a little light, and it like puts different lights out, and you can choose the theme of the light.
So it'll pulse red. While I sit in someone's
you
blood.
Can choose a pulse red.
So what's the difference between the Nexus player and the Chromecast?
Well, I'm assuming that the Chromecast is just HDMI, so that just plugs into a TV. And I'm assuming the Nexus Player is like the Amazon Fire TV or the Roku.
Right, because, yeah, you still need an Android phone to properly use it.
Chromecast, so, yeah.
Right, right, to use Chromecast. That makes sense. Okay.
An Android player or a Nexus Player probably has an Android OS in it.
It does. Can play games. It has Android 5.
Because the Nexus Q had an Android OS in it, but you can't access it. But you can technically put, what do you call it?
Drugs.
No, not drugs.
The Unix ROM.
What's the main ROM? Cyanogenmod. Cyanogenmod.
Oh, Cyanogenmod, yeah. I was thinking AOSP, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a special version of Android 5 for TVs, 3-2-1. Basically.
That'd be cool. Do you know what it's priced at or should be priced at?
No, I just kind of briefly was reading about it as we were sitting here on the...
Hopefully it's priced competitively to the Amazon Fire TV.
I imagine it would be because... Well, how much is the Amazon Fire TV?
I'm assuming like $70, maybe $80.
Okay, because the Apple TV is like $100. And
no, the Roku's $80. The Amazon Fire TV is like $60. And the Chromecast is $35.
And the Sony TV is...
I don't know.
Yeah, me either. Apparently that's coming to the States soon, though. The Vita TV or whatever it is.
Vita TV.
I thought it was already out.
In Japan it is.
Oh, okay.
I just talked into my hand when I said that, so I don't even know if anyone heard me.
I might have.
On the mic.
Yeah, the mics pick up just about everything. And Ben whispered something like far away from the mic, like, ketamine's a drug. And it very, very clearly picked it up. Like, you could tell he was whispering, but it was definitely picked up.
Yeah, definitely picked it up.
We're all down. Even Joey's down to kill Joey.
Yeah, all right. How are we going to get the jump on him?
I have my gun.
Okay.
Speaking of guns.
Smack him in the face with my wiener.
Ooh, kill him.
No price yet on the Nexus Player, but I would imagine it's going to be less than 100 for sure.
Well, yeah, the Chromecast is great price comparatively. Yeah.
And really, it's $30. There are very few places to sell it for $35.
Well, you can get it from Google for $35, and Amazon can sell it for $20 sometimes, maybe even $18 if you get it from like Woot, which is a great place if I've never heard of it.
Woot?
Oh, yeah.
I would talk more about it on the podcast, but I'm going to be that selfish prick because those things can sell out really fast.
Don't they have the $5 t-shirts?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's shirt.woot.
Whatever.
Shirt.woot.
Yeah. And
they got $5 t-shirts.
Then there's also wine.woot. They're so awesome. And every once in a while, they've got a bag of crap, which I forget how much it is, but it's like, it's on Woot.com and it's, I just put it out there, but
yeah,
everybody knows about Woot.
I almost bought an HP computer from Woot. Yeah. It was $400 and it had 2 terabytes of storage, but it had like one of the lowest AMD processors. That's why I asked you about AMD. And I found out what the best AMD processor was. It was only $100 more. So it's like, you know, I can buy a cheaper computer and upgrade it. But it sold out. So.
Gotcha.
Darn.
Yeah, because they do have limited stock, but they're really good deals when they have them. Anyway, they have a bag of crap, which is, it's either $5 or $10, I forget. But there's a chance that that you get a TV out of it, like a big TV.
Or a game console.
Yeah, or I don't know. I mean, because...
It's random shit every time.
I mean, I've known about Woot for years now. I mean, before I even lived in Tampa, my uncle used to tell me about it.
Me and Nick used to get shirts from Woot all the time.
Shirt.woot?
Yeah. Isn't Woot... in tandem with Amazon?
Don't know.
You know, Woot did sell to somebody.
I think it was Amazon.
And it might have been Amazon, and Amazon would make sense for that.
Do you know what Amazon's original URL was?
No.
It was relentless.com. Relentless. Like, if you type in relentless.com, it will redirect to amazon.com.
Yeah, right? PayPal was known as X. So x.com will take you to paypal.com.
Like the letter?
The letter
the
X.
Word? Oh.
Just the letter.
Interesting.
No, your ex will not take you to PayPal. Your ex will take all your PayPal.
Good thing I don't have any money in my PayPal.
Yeah, I don't really use PayPal anymore. The last time I used PayPal was to pay a friend who doesn't live in Tampa anymore. Yeah.
Google Wallet.
Yes, Google Wallet.
I actually used PayPal to pay my seamstress for her work.
I use PayPal on Twitch when I donate to streamers.
Okay. I don't really donate that much.
I heard streamers and I thought of like the streamers you hang up.
We need those for Sunday. Streamer party! Yeah, we're so
buying those. We can do that.
Yeah, those are cheap.
Yeah, and it's Halloween, so you can probably find them for cheap.
And it's Halloween. That's motherfucking good. Halloween. I love Halloween.
swag.
I'm going to get 8 costumes for Halloween.
8 costumes?
Swag. 8. That's 8 a lot. Of them.
When are you going to wear all 8 of them?
On Halloween.
Just keep switching.
Change between houses.
Change costumes.
Okay, I think I said you can pay me back, but I feel like I said you can help me pack. I don't remember what I said. We'll find out later on the podcast.
They can help you pack for a ShadowCon.
Yeah.
Which is also still need to buy the
See, I can wear 8 costumes and do
you
that.
You could. That's 3 days, too.
Yeah, that'd be pretty hard to do 8 costumes, actually.
No, it isn't.
That's more than 2 costumes a day.
Yeah, just change every 4 hours.
Every 4 hours.
Ben's got the shit down and planned.
The thing is, I would like to wear multiple costumes at a con, but when I first went as Aiden Pierce all the way back at MegaCon...
Yeah, that's who you are now. You are Aiden Pierce.
Well, I know, right?
Well, when I thought you were going to hit me. this was before Watch Dogs was out, so everybody was freaking out, like, oh my god, Aiden Pierce! Like, I was the only one there. And I went the next day, and people were still having the same reaction. I was like, I like this.
Right, you didn't want to change.
People were taking pictures with me, stopping me every 5 seconds.
And then I walk next to them, they're like, are you from Watch Dogs 2? somebody didn't pay attention to Assassin's Creed.
She was Lucy.
I'm definitely Lucy.
Lucy Luce.
Yeah. Lucy Liu's Asian.
Yes, I know. I said Lucy Luce.
Lucy Stillman's white.
Lucy Luce.
You're loose.
I'm sexually and immoral.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to keep my thoughts to myself. All right.
But yeah. I was going to say the story earlier. I actually saved it from telling Joe.
Oh, yeah. He started to tell me. Now I'm interested.
Because, everybody, and so many people do this when, like, they're on their way. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm 1 minute away, and they're actually, like, 20 minutes away. Like what you said. You texted him, I'm 1 minute away.
No, he said,
I'll be here soon.
Oh, yeah.
And he hadn't even left the house yet.
I had left the gym. I said, you know, I was like, I'll be there soon. I'm going to go get Sai and get back.
And then
that was my game
5 minutes,
plan.
It was longer.
It was, like, 1 minute longer.
So
it was literally 6 minutes.
And we
minutes,
went to the gym 2 days ago, and he said 3 minutes, and it was, like, 8.
Typically, when I say 5, I mean 5. When someone from my family, more specifically, says, like, I'm right around the corner, they're just leaving.
Yeah.
You're lucky if they're leaving.
When
I'm at least within a 5 minute time frame of when I tell
I would
you I'm
say
going
a
to be
10
there.
Minute, 15 minute time frame.
5.
Well,
I'm usually close. And I only do it in 5 minute intervals. So if I'm 10 minutes away, the latest I'll be is 14 minutes away.
Okay, fair enough. That's close enough to where it's not annoying. But like someone's like, "Oh yeah, I'll be there shortly," and it's like 30 minutes later. Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, I was fully anticipating just pulling down the street, Sai being outside, jumping in the car, and fucking going.
Yeah, like
then I realized it's my brother, and that's the way it never works.
When we all hopped in the car to pick up Sai that one time, and when I was in my Jeep,
yeah,
and blocking all that traffic, I'm like, I feel like such a shitty person.
Yeah, you're pretty much.
But
that's all right. Soho's full of shittier people.
That's true.
But no, the story I was leading up to was I worked with my dad and my brother in steel construction, and we kind of paid ourselves, but we got paid with like our company's money, but then we had a paycheck company for like insurance.
Right.
So every Friday, there'd be a courier that comes down to deliver the paychecks, and I'd be there to get it because my brother's unreliable. So I'd be there to get it at like 7, 10 in the morning, I don't know what time. And then my dad was supposed to run to the bank and then bring me the check. But sometimes he wouldn't do it until the day of. So I'd be at the office. The courier guy comes up and he has a whole bunch of stops after us. Right. And I'm like, my dad's on his way. He said he's like 5 minutes. I call my dad and he's still at home. I'm like, fuck, what am I supposed to tell the courier? It's like right. This old bastard who hates every young person.
Yeah, I hate being in that situation where you're like, somebody else is waiting on them, and you're the guy in the middle who's there, but you're talking to somebody else who needs to be there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's frustrating.
Or when I call my dad,
only.
I feel like I do that on a daily basis.
Well, like this happened more than once. Is that I would call my dad, and I hear the voicemail. I'm like, fuck. So then I'd like try to talk to the voicemail like I'm talking to my dad, and the guy's standing right there, all upset. Yeah, and come up with some bullshit.
See, I've kind of witnessed this before, like firsthand, like what's going on when they're. Like, I was going to my birthday dinner, and there's probably 10 of us. Everybody is ready. And we are all just standing around. And I'm like, all right, guys, let's go. There's people waiting for us. And they're like, okay. And then they just keep talking. It's like, are we waiting on anybody? Now we're ready. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You're just standing around talking. Get in the car. The restaurant's like 5 minutes away.
That's what happened with Nikki, actually.
What?
Yeah, in fact, there's a long list of people from all sorts of different circles that that exact thing's happened to. Sai's really bad about that.
No, oh, yeah, Sai's terrible.
Yeah, like when we went over for the bonfire the other day, and we're like, when I left my house, Ben said, okay, we're going to get the chicken ready and throw it on the grill now. When I got there, Sai was still on his Xbox. The chicken was still not thawed.
Granted, it took forever to thaw that fucking chicken.
It did, but it wasn't even, the process wasn't even started.
Oh, no, it was started. It was sitting in a bowl of water trying to thaw, but like I'm in there, I'm like trying to break up the fucking chicken and get it unstuck from each other.
And then even once we got it thawed, it was like, all right, chicken's ready now, Sai.
And then we got there, and it was just thawed, and Sai's still playing the Xbox.
Yeah, and then me and Ben ended up seasoning it.
Or attempting to, and doing a very shitty job.
Rubbing the chicken raw.
Yeah.
Oh, we did a good job.
We were massaging our chicken.
Yeah. So that was how that happened.
I think it's safe to say you should just let me cook.
I don't believe
you. Okay with me.
Actually, yeah, sure. We were going to... Sai was supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Are we going to pick him up after this?
Possibly. Why?
Okay, because Nikki's mother would really like all of y'all to come over to her house because they have like fancy kitchen stuff.
We have fancy kitchen.
Like tonight?
Like... No, not tonight, but like one day, you know?
Yeah, sure, totally.
Mom's just
and like get Sai to cook there, because like she has one of those 2 cubic foot convection microwaves.
Oh, I used to have one of those. Those things are amazing.
Magic.
Yeah,
like I finally got my microwave back after having it gone for like 2 months.
You didn't have a microwave?
It blew up.
Huh.
Hey, 2 months. It wasn't 2 months.
If anyone needs a personal chef, Sai or Nikki can do that, because
Sai needs to buy my food.
Sai is gonna fucking quit his job soon, and I don't blame him. Like, they just had a meeting saying that they want the kitchen staff to show up, prep the food, and then leave, and have the managers do the rest of the kitchen work.
What?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
And he's like, how does that make any sense?
He's like, I'm gonna work 4 hours, 4 days a week. That's 16 hours. Fuck you, I quit.
Actually,
that's what I do.
Well, 5 days a week.
Yeah, but you went in knowing that. I'm assuming you did. Like, your hours weren't cut to that.
Yeah, no. Sai went from 40 hours a week to, like, 28 hours a week.
Well, I've been saying forever that he needs to be looking for a new job. 29
hours a week.
You can only get... Oh, yeah, because you're part-time.
Yeah. I'm just like...
Technically, you could get 32 and a half.
Why not 39? If 40 hours is full-time...
I'm
no, anything over 32 and a half is full-time.
Huh.
So... When I worked at the dealership, I would get 39 hours a week every week.
Now, the reason they do that is because clocking in and clocking out, if you're there early, if you're scheduled for 40 hours a week, you'll end up with about 41 hours, and then they have to pay you an hour of overtime. Which, I don't know why, but companies have a really shitty problem with paying overtime.
Yeah.
Well, they have to pay more for...
With a company that makes millions of dollars a year, $5 isn't going to break the fucking bank.
Yeah, like when I first worked at the dealership, I remember them telling me, the big black Jamaican dude, he was saying like he checked his paycheck every time because he says that they were very bad at redistributing his payment.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you work 40 hours and like, oh yeah, we'll just move over to next week so you don't, you know, or he works 43 hours and he doesn't get the 3 hours overtime.
Yeah, no.
That's also illegal.
That's
illegal.
But a company that's really good about overtime is Firestone. Like, you are scheduled 48 hours a week and they have no problem paying you up to 55 hours.
Is that a sub place?
No,
it's a tires. It's tires and
no, you're thinking of Firehouse Subs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I'm trying to look for places to get a job at.
Yeah,
like looking for a sub place.
Money. A sub place? No, I.
You can work at my job.
I don't like food prep. I can't do food prep.
Yeah, no. I working in the pizza restaurant was enough food for my life.
Food prep, I could probably do that. It's just being a waitress
you don't
again.
Want to do
oh
it.
Hell no.
Nah, I don't like food in any which way.
Well, cooking isn't my thing.
Easy.
Me neither. Like, I did that Blue Apron thing, and now I'm just like struggling to finish it up because I just don't like cooking. Just
Sai or I can cook for you.
I like working on cars. I don't like working on other people's cars because then they tell me that I'm wrong.
Oh yeah.
It's like, did you go to school for this? No, fuck you. I did. I know what's wrong with your car.
I'm literally a professional.
Yeah, I am literally. They pay me to do
that
this.
That is how I feel in college right now with my fucking teachers.
Yeah, but they don't pay you to be in college. You pay them.
I know. That makes it all the worse. I pay them so that they can teach me right, and they're teaching me wrong.
They're teaching you wrong.
They're teaching you all wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I love
that my voice is all fucked up because now I can sound like smooth and seductive.
Yeah, your voice is much deeper.
You got a voice for radio.
Thank you.
You got a voice for
face.
I got a face for fucking like 6 feet underground.
Not even good enough face for radio.
He's got a face for podcasts.
Yeah. Hey, this video podcast.
Not us. Yeah.
No, we stream.
Ow.
We stream, dog.
We're streamers.
Don't cross streams.
Once we get a subscribe button, every time we get a subscriber, we should throw up streamers.
Okay. Yes.
Woo! Woo!
So anyway, yeah, with my school,
sorry, I'm dying.
That's okay. There was an assignment I had to do where you had to like convert an IP address to binary, and which probably doesn't make a lot of sense to a lot of people, but that's fine. And anyway, so what I did is I did the work, and then I labeled the answer, whether it was the subnet or the IP, so just know those are two different things. And I just labeled which one they were. I got 20 points off per question because I didn't label each step as being the part of the same thing the fucking answer was part of. So I got a 20 out of 100 because I didn't label every step of my work, which has the same label as the answer.
So like step one IP, step two IP, step three IP.
Right, exactly.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got all it's the same teacher with the fucking viruses and Word documents bullshit.
And learning experience.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude. You're a shitty teacher.
I know.
Hope you get hit by a bus.
And so I wrote back a very nasty email, said what he was doing was asinine and basically calling him a fucking moron. Because I got all the answers right. It was just the work that was labeled and I got a 20 out of 100. I'm even okay if he took like 20 points off. That'd be fine, but 80 points off for labeling is fucking absurd.
Yeah.
Asinine. I don't hear that word too
often. I know. That was angry.
Joey.
Yes.
In the IT world, misreading a step could cost you a job. Use this as a learning
experience.
That
wasn't evident in the instructions. I'm going to explode of anger.
It wasn't evident in the instructions. If a customer at Toyota wanted an oil change, and then he assumed that it implied
a filter and air pressure and the things that normally come with a fucking oil change.
Well, if you look in the, it's all in the fine print, of course.
Yeah.
But like if someone's a tire rotation, they assume it comes with an oil change, and that's their own damn fault. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So hold on. You guys continue to talk. I'm gonna look up the specific instructions about labeling my work here.
Okay. Oh God.
So you guys continue to discuss things.
College is bunches of fun with that stuff, though.
College is a waste of goddamn time. That's
and
I
money.
Know.
Money, most
I
importantly.
I enjoy college, but it's...
Well, lucky you.
Well, her parents prepaid.
There's
yeah, so did mine. I still don't enjoy it.
I pay out of pocket for my college. I paid for one semester, and I said, fuck this, and I quit.
I'm certified in quite a few things, especially in construction, because my last job, but I didn't really do a full semester of college.
Yeah, I'm certified in Adobe shit. That's
I'm nice. Certified in a That's lot it. Of automotive shit.
I'm a certified bartender. Woo! That has nothing Jeez. To do with college.
I am OSHA certified, so if someone was dying, I would be the one who'd have to write up the reports.
I'm CPR certified, so I could save your life.
So yeah,
don't bet on that.
Don't bet on that.
But like if any of y'all were if y'all needed to operate a crane or a lift or something, I'd be the guy to do
that. I cannot wait until we're making a video that requires us to operate a crane.
That is gonna
be fucking amazing.
I mean that's me.
Just don't expect me
to be in the shot too.
Just don't expect me to
you're gonna be driving the crane. That's like the most important part.
Austin can drive the crane.
Austin, can you drive a forklift?
Yes.
Oh, I have
Forky.
An idea.
I can operate most machinery.
Yeah, actually, my grandpa was a crane operator. He actually built Scorpion at Busch Gardens. He didn't design it, like the engineering stuff, but he put the pieces together.
That's pretty cool.
Does he have the same last name as you?
No, it's Welch.
Okay, I'm gonna ask my Welch dad about that because he knows quite a few things around here.
Yeah, I don't know like what his position. I know he was a crane operator. You know,
do you know what the business was?
No, I couldn't tell you. Okay. I mean, couldn't tell you anything about it. All I know is he moved the crane. I don't even know if he was like in a high up position or just happened to be the guy behind the crane.
Well, like, you know the
as long as he wasn't the guy under the crane.
Yeah.
You know the guy, the Dr. Seuss? Wait, I really hated the Scorpion ride. That was the shittiest ride of all.
Hey, he didn't design it. He just built it together.
Actually, yeah, that's about Toyota. My dad built Toyota. Oh.
The one we worked at? Yeah. The dealership? Well, that's fine. As long as we don't state which specific Toyota dealership saying,
really,
we worked at.
It's really not a big deal. It's just kind of like a general thing, so people don't like, go harass your work.
There's four in Tampa. Figure it out, asshole.
Toyota's a big... Toyota's a big...
Yeah, it's really just kind of like a general thing. We try to stay away from it, but it's not...
Toyota's going to come and anything crazy. You know?
Yeah. So, you've been there, right?
Where?
Toyota?
No.
Okay, well...
Hey, have you been to the theater room?
Oh, theater room? Well, anyways...
Maybe it was Jenny.
So, have you ever experienced when one of the techs would put the pipe on the exhaust to vent it out?
Yeah.
Have you seen where it vents?
Outside in front of the drive.
Right in front of the drive. Okay, so my dad built that place, but he did not design it. And I was like, that is a really shitty design. And that's one of the things with the contractors. If something goes wrong, they blame the contractor, but really it's the designer.
Yeah.
Because, I can't talk about that. Never mind. Not that, but something else. I'll tell you all about it later. All
right.
The contractor, it's his fault. He put it together.
In fact, there is no rubric or anything on this assignment. The assignment wasn't even posted like as an official assignment. It was at the end of a slideshow he posted. And there is nothing in here about labeling or rubric or anything. Fucking communist.
Tell him to go fuck himself.
So suck my
shit. Well, he still hasn't replied, and I emailed him 2 days ago, so I'm actually going to reply again here and say, are you going to address this? And then at this point, because this is the same teacher who did the whole grade thing, and I got zeros on the first two assignments because they were PDFs instead of Word documents. You know, those dangerous PDFs give them viruses and shit.
I'm so excited for the end of that course
and
for
so
you.
My response is then, instead of going to be an email, it's going to be on their public board there so everybody in the class can see it. And it's going to be, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck this class. I'm out. And this is why. And then I'm going to go into saying you're an idiot because Word documents don't have fucking, or PDFs don't have fucking viruses and something else. I forget the other thing.
You should send it to him with an attachment of a PDF, and that is your complaint in the PDF. No, he'll probably never read it then.
No, but then he'd have to open it.
No,
he doesn't open PDFs.
Or I could send him a Word document with a macro virus that opens the PDF. And it opens it like 600 times.
Okay, is
you're a jerk.
Is sending someone a virus illegal? Like, I don't know the
yeah, probably. But
like,
I don't know
the legality of viruses. Like,
I don't know. Like, if you put like a malicious virus, like okay, I'm gonna Google. Steal your bank accounts. And
right.
Stuff.
Like, I think it's the difference between like a keylogger and just sending something that opens my document 100 times when he clicks it.
Hey, keyloggers can be very malicious.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Keyloggers are bad.
Okay.
Word document opener, not that crazy.
And then you could explain to him why opening Word documents is so much more dangerous than opening PDFs.
Yeah.
While inside the virus. It opens up why PDFs are
that's
safer
what I'm saying.
Than Word
yeah, that's,
documents.
That's the letter it's going to open. That's going to be the virus. Times. The virus is going to be, this is why you're wrong. By the way, I posted it. No, because then this would definitely be, like I was going to say, by the way, I logged into your Canvas account and posted this as from you.
Well, you could email him and put the same two things, like the description of why he's wrong, in the Word document and in a PDF document. And make the PDF document completely clean. But make the Word document malicious. So when you open up the Word document, like, you know, after you're done reading it, have a pop-up. It's like, you fucked up. And it counts down to where the computer turns off or something.
Should have been like, should I open the PDF?
It's like taking the red pill or the blue pill at the PDF or the
literally,
Word document.
Literally.
Except one of the pills deletes System 64. System 32. 64.
You should have it say... should open the PDF and have the CD tray pop in and out over and over and over.
I have that in my USB right now. Yeah.
Good.
Speaking of 64-bit, the Nexus, the Nexus 6 supports 64-bit.
I thought that was a pretty standard thing now, phones supporting 64-bit.
I don't think it's standard yet.
Oh.
I think it's like a big deal. Like, oh, and by the way, one of the features is it says waterproof or water resistant, but it doesn't say IP67 yet. But okay. it does say water resistant for the Nexus 6.
Huh, okay, good to know.
I really want that to be a standard.
Yeah, me too. I really want to get the fucking phone. I know I'm going to miss the pre-order. That's my luck. So hopefully they have them like way more stocked than they had the Nexus 4s.
Yeah, now that infrared blasters are like Why is IR blaster like the main term? Is there something else?
It's a blaster.
IR, infrared. Or you're saying blaster being
weird.
Yeah,
blaster. Why is blaster the term?
Because it blasts.
Ass blast.
I know, but why isn't it like the IR output or the IR sender, you know?
Because blaster sounds so much cooler.
The IR blaster. I think of Star Wars, like, pew!
Exactly.
Yeah. You turn on my TV, you asshole!
Yeah, exactly. It's so much more blagger. Like, I'll turn off all the TVs in Walmart, blasters.
With my blaster.
Who would do that?
I don't know. Probably the same person who would fuck with the DJ at Applebee's.
When we find you, sir.
Who has a DJ on Thursday nights? I mean, seriously.
Applebee's. It is really stupid.
We should totally go.
I know, we're going to go. And we're going to end up going because there's nothing else open this
I'll order the cheesiest food.
Literally. Good, to keep up with the tradition.
Can there be a way to transfer an IR beam that just like shows a picture of Austin shit on the TV?
Figure it out, Aiden Pierce. Figure it out.
Finger it out.
No, I think IRs is just like binary, like on and off.
Yeah.
Oh, gay. No offense to the gays. That's something that I've had. I'm gonna go off on a cheerleading tangent here.
Ooh, this is always dangerous territory.
It's dangerous, but it's not dangerous because we had choreography, and our choreographer is a good friend of mine who just so happens to be gay.
A flaming homosexual.
He's not flaming.
He is flaming.
No, he's not. He's definitely gay, and he's understandably gay, but he is not like, hey, gay pride, I'm going to run around with a dildo in my mouth.
But that is true. He's not like that. But there is no doubt in anybody's mind he's gay. You meet this guy and you know he's gay immediately.
But he is the nicest guy.
Yeah, super nice guy. Super
really good friend of mine. And
he's very happy.
Very
super happy.
Super happy.
Yeah. And like my kids have to be very careful because I don't have any gay guys on my team. I have 6 boys on my team, none of which are gay. And they have no problem throwing around, oh, that's fucking gay. I'm like, you can't say that. He's right here. That's offensive to him.
I know. I have the same issue at work, too. But they say retarded. I'm like, you can't fucking say that. They're walking right over there.
They're walking right.
Have I told you the zombie story on the podcast?
No.
I don't think I've told the zombie story on the podcast. All right. So I'm in high school, and I'm walking between classes, and I see a group of kids that are all kind of limping along in a group like a zombie tribe. I was like, God. Oh, this is so cool. They're pretending to be zombies. I'm going to jump in and I'm going to start walking like a zombie with them.
Oh,
I wonder where we're going.
I wonder where we're going.
And I'm in the group and then I start looking around and it's the special needs kids. They're walking to class. And I'm sitting here walking like a zombie.
These kids are probably like, what the fuck is this asshole doing?
Luckily, I didn't. I made it. I realized close enough before anybody else realized, but there was that moment where I'm like, oh, look, zombie. Oh my God, they're special needs kids.
Oh God.
Yeah, that was. And then, you know what? Karma got me back because, like, a week later, I was walking.
Joey got hit by a bus and he's actually meant to.
Short bus.
It's ironically close. I'm walking, but to a different class, and I walked through the parking lot of school because that's how I got to that class. And I'm walking by a car, and then all of a sudden I see the special needs kid on the other side who's like running, like, you know, like really running in the opposite direction. I'm like, what the fuck's this guy doing? I wonder where he's running to. I knew he was special needs because I recognized him. And as he runs by me, he checks me into a car. Like, what the fuck, dude? And then he just keeps running. I was like, all right.
He had it out for you. He was like, this is the asshole who's making fun of us online.
He wasn't even in that group of zombies.
He was watching
zombies. Wow,
of zombie kids.
That sounds a lot more offensive than retarded. That sounds a lot more offensive.
Look at the zombie kids.
Yeah, look at those zombies. No brain.
Those brainless meat sacks.
I feel very bad.
I know. Well, you imagine being me. I was like, because I wasn't like trying to make fun of them with the zombie thing. It just, I was excited because I wanted to walk around like a zombie, and then I was just full of terribleness.
here's my take on offensive terms like that, because there's flame retardant, okay? Like, that's a fire extinguisher. Retard is a, like, it's less than something. So it's an actual definition that you're giving them.
Yeah.
And
you know, to retard something.
Yes, and yes.
You're
and it's
a retard.
It has a negative connotation because it's used negatively. And with gay didn't usually mean homosexual.
It meant happy.
It meant happy, and queer meant different, and it was later on applied to that. Yeah, queer meant odd.
Different.
Yeah, odd, different. But yeah, queers are called queers.
Ben just ripped the mustache off of his piggy.
I was wondering if that was detachable.
It's not. It's got really shitty adhesive on it. I think I'm actually just gonna put a
Oh no! You know what? You super glued that on, didn't you? That's right. Okay.
Because they didn't fucking put it on like I asked them to.
Yeah. True.
What?
Your pig looks 8 years younger.
Yeah, I know.
Give it a unibrow when you glue it back on.
Baby, no. We should go to you do the dishes.
Oh shit!
I should give him angry eyebrows.
You do the dishes. That's where he made that.
Oh.
Basically, you just paint stuff.
Oh. Okay.
Or sunglasses.
Oh yes.
Common
sunglasses.
Yes.
If they had those, I would totally fucking get it.
They have them.
Yeah, we're talking about
no, I mean like at the convention. At the, this thing. Where
you do the dishes.
They'll have them at conventions.
I know.
You can get them on Animal Crossing. I have them.
I know. You showed me.
I kind of want them.
You can get them online. Get a pair.
But then I have to dye my hair blue and walk around shirtless with a cape on.
Does anybody remember?
I'm gonna dye my hair red to be Black Widow. So,
Newman, I remembered.
Are you a Black Widow?
That'd be great.
I'm not.
That'd be really cool because Riley, on Facebook, she does.
It was her birthday yesterday.
Oh yeah, she does. Yoko. Yoko, yeah, Yoko Ratona, or Littner is the English version. Yoko Littner.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, that was like her main cosplay.
Isn't that like the banner on her page, or was at one point when I first started following her?
I think that's why you followed her.
Yeah. Well, no, I followed her because she was a cosplayer.
Sure.
And she's cute.
And she cute. She got the booty,
she
though.
Cute, though.
She got the booty. She do.
Hey, that's one of the requirements for being Ben's girlfriend. You have to have a butt. You have to squat.
What if Riley happens to be listening to this?
Yeah, that would be really awkward. Sorry, Riley.
Not really. I mean,
you're super cool, dog.
Like that was the first name drop we actually did.
Ben likes you.
Yeah. I just said she was cute, which that's just a general compliment. I know lots of cute girls.
I just talk about butts.
I got a crush. I ain't gonna front.
Butts are great.
And Ben's now a Black high schooler. I ain't gonna front.
I ain't gonna front, dog.
My mustache is getting longer. I think it's the longest it's ever been.
I know. I'm so proud of you.
Like it's wrapping over my lip now.
It's almost
Ben. Now it's like getting in the way.
Well, the reason I don't do my grow out my mustache is because
it's creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Growing out just a mustache when is weird unless you're like really far along.
When Ben and I worked at
unless
the dealership,
you're a dwarf.
Do you think that story would be weird?
No, for it.
When Ben and I worked at the dealership, I grew out my mustache, and I forgot who it was, but someone thought it'd be funny to say I look like a pedophile.
Lewis.
Was it Lewis or was it Harold?
No, it wasn't Harold.
But Harold went along with it.
Harold is like the ultimate hype man who will jump in and dog on anyone. But
Harold made such a big deal out of it, and that like busted up even more. But then later, Harold apologized to me.
Well, see, Harold doesn't do things maliciously. He's just like going along with the joke and poking
that
fun.
Other kid
like, he doesn't mean to be offensive, but Lewis meant to.
He was a
hurt
fucking
feelings.
Asshole, dude. I almost quit because of him because he wouldn't stop giving me shit.
Yeah, I know. He got into like right before he was removed from the company. He got into a fight with like he fought Chris. He fought Harold.
I almost got in a fight with him.
I know, and that's why he got fired.
Yeah,
because that one was like public in Express. We were able to contain it, and like.
It wasn't Express.
I know, but like because you were in a different department. Like,
oh, okay.
With Harold and Chris, it was inside Express. We were able to cover it up and be like, you know, it's fine, whatever. We're just fucking around.
Yeah.
But.
And it stopped the workflow because I couldn't go in there and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
For like the next week. But, so the basis of the story was this kid made fun of my mustache, said I looked like a pedophile. And, you know, I just played along with it for a little while and he just kept fucking doing
it. Right, and then it just got old really quick.
And, it started a fight because I was like, dude, why do you got to keep saying that shit? And he got all in my face, like all short man syndrome.
That's literally all Austin
short
says.
Short man
like,
syndrome.
I literally was walking away and he's like, you fucking faggot or something like that. I said, now why you got to do that? I didn't say anything to you. And he like walked up and started fronting at me. And I was like, you know. So anyways, so long story short, when people tell me I should grow out my mustache and I don't want to anymore, I say, last time I did that, someone got fired or someone lost a job.
That's awesome.
I say you should have just punched him in the dick and bent over with it.
He can't reach that low. This guy is short, man.
He's
shorter than me.
He's so short, he couldn't even kick him in the dick.
He could lift his toe up and like probably scratch his balls.
He giggles when he runs through the grass.
Just kidding. He's not that short. He's pretty fucking short.
I don't know, because I'm pretty fucking short, so...
Speaking of short...
As short as me or shorter?
We were talking about Dinklage.
Dinklebot. Peter Dinklage, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Dinklebot in Destiny, he was like the only actor who didn't give a shit about his roles.
I know.
And
He's a robot.
But still,
that is a major character in the game.
Debatably the main character.
Talk to any of the other characters. Like, he has the most lines in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his are the most, it's so lackluster.
He's a robot.
The only argument I can make is maybe he's trying to go for that, like, robot voice thing.
But he's an AI.
He's supposed to be smart.
Yeah, but...
Exos are AI. Okay,
they're smart, does that mean that they have...
range of emotion?
No. He is an entity because he was created by the Traveler. He just happened to be a robot. Is the Traveler a robot?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I haven't gotten that far.
Actually, nobody knows.
I was going to say, do we know anything about the Traveler?
Did you know that game was supposed to go in a completely different direction if you beat it already?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was supposed to go in a completely different direction, but they fired the guy who was writing it.
Yeah, right? I heard there was lots of rewrites and...
But
Destiny was supposed to be good.
On the subject of Peter Dinklage.
It's all right, in my opinion.
Right. You fucking watched that last end scene of that he has in Game of Thrones.
Whoa, no, I'm like way behind Game of Thrones.
No, he's
perfect.
Don't. No, this is not spoiler cast.
Yeah.
It's not spoilers. I'm just saying it was
awesome.
The best.
But now I'm going to expect it if I ever watch it.
I totally agree with him, but...
You should expect good things from
But I'm never going to watch it, so I don't
care. No, I'm going to watch it, but it's going to be so long before I watch it that even though something generic like that won't ruin it for me. But you're right, that does count as a spoiler if I was, like, going to watch that episode tomorrow.
But don't
worry about it, you're fine, because it's...
I don't even like hyping up, like, shows and stuff. That's all like, oh, this show was so great, because someone's going to expect it to be great, and it's not great.
It's never going to be as great as you expected it to be. In fact, that's Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Have you seen that?
Yes.
I love that movie.
I went in expecting that movie to be beyond shitty. It was so fucking good. I loved it.
Well, it was such a good movie.
That movie had so much hype from the people I didn't want it to be hyped up from that I didn't watch it for so long. And then later on, like, I watched it on Netflix or something. And I was like, you know what? This movie's going to suck.
I went in with that same mentality.
Yeah. And what changed and won the movie over for me was when he went to the bathroom and peed, those were Zelda's sound files. And I was like...
Yeah, no, that was a good movie. I ended up really liking it. So, all right, we're at an hour now. Are we ready to go somewhere?
Let's go to Crapplebee's.
Again, we're open to suggestions. But,
Tweet us, even though you won't see us for...
Tweet us, even though if you're lucky, you'll get this in like a week.
Tweet us for next week.
Yeah.
Tweet us right in the Twitter, at FrostedGamingTV.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm thinking about moving hashtags. I don't know. There's so many difficult things. Because the problem is, if you tweet at FrostedGamingTV... and that's the first part, you're less likely to see it, or other people are less likely to see it on their Twitter stream.
Oh.
Whereas if we use a hashtag...
Hashtag Frosted Gaming. Right, Thursday night dinners.
Thursday night dinners.
FGTND.
Yeah. Or...
Unless we start a Tuesday
thing. I know, because I'm trying to keep days of the week out, because originally it was FG Sundays.
Yeah.
But if we ever decide not to do it on Sunday, I don't want it to like...
Yeah,
have that being the hashtag. So we've got the FG party stream. So now it's going to be the FG dinner. I don't know.
What are you doing Saturday?
Maybe going to Hollow Scream. Why?
Oh, right. What are you doing Saturday early?
Maybe helping somebody with school, but that's totally up in the air right now. So
you should probably say no and come to the mall with me.
We're going to the mall?
We're going to Spencer's.
Why are we going to Spencer's?
To find a game for Sunday.
Why don't we go tomorrow?
Sunday.
Because I work from 8 to 5 and then from 6 to 9.
Okay, good reason.
We should go to the gun range soon because I really want to test out guns, and renting a gun and buying a thing can be very cheap if we split it between us.
All right.
Okay, yeah, because I went once and it cost me $60.
Yeah, I mean, I have two guns. If y'all want to shoot an AR-15, y'all can. If y'all want to shoot a 9mm Beretta, y'all can. But I really...
What if you want to shoot a person?
No, there's laws against that. Now we're all going to get flags when we go in because somebody's going to listen to the podcast.
No, if when you have you ever shot there before?
No.
Okay, well you sound like you're saying that. Oh, really?
Really?
Well, I'll run you through it. It's really...
Yeah, it's...
Are
really
you
going to
hold my arms and stand behind me?
Well, I'll what I like to do.
I want you to hold my arms and stand behind me, Austin.
What I like to do is I like to take gun apart and show someone how a gun works before they shoot it, so they understand that this gun isn't as scary as everybody makes it seem.
Yeah, I doubt it's that.
No, I wasn't scared. However, when I was pushing the bullets into the clip, I cut my thumb the first time. So the entire time I'm shooting for that day, my finger's covered in blood.
What gun did you shoot?
I have no idea.
Did it have a slide that slide back?
Yes.
Okay. So lots of people, their big mistake is that when they grip the gun, they grip it too high. It's where the slide cuts their tendon right here.
Yeah. The guy warned me about that. So I was...
my Beretta has like a little lip right here that you literally can't go above it. I mean, gotcha. You can, but it'd be awkward.
Yeah, you're like, you'd have to try to put it there.
I first shot a gun, I got burned by one of the shells, so I don't want to shoot anymore.
Now, see, I wasn't burned.
Someone fell in my shirt before. It's like,
no, yeah. I got the shit.
I had one fall in my pocket. It just landed perfectly in the pocket. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's happened to me too. Where like I go home and then like I see a bullet in my pocket. I'm like, oh, yeah. Or a shell.
Yeah, not the bullet. If you had a bullet in your pocket, that's a different story.
Anyways.
But yeah, so I cut my thumb on it and that sucked.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess.
All right, yeah, so I guess we'll wrap this podcast up. This was Podcast 42.
I'm Ben.
I'm Joey.
I'm Austin.
Nikki.
And we're Austin. The fuck out of here.
Hashtag Frosted Gaming.
Later.
Party Dick. No, wait. Dick Party. Damn it, I fucked it up.